This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey, welcome back to another episode This With Chris Show. I'm your host, Chris Dokia, and I like to talk about real life, real conversations, and everything in between. Now, today, we have our very first guest, after 43 episodes on this show, my beautiful wife, Shannon Dokia. You know, you already know her through all the episodes that I've talked about her. And, you know, as we're working on this new book that we conceptualized back in COVID days, about 5 years in the making, but without further ado, welcome to the show, Shannon.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here. A little bit nervous, but mostly excited.
Don't be nervous, right? Like, we're doing this mini-series called Mar Ed. And as you can tell, my wife is pretty modest, right? But she is incredible. And today, we are diving into a big, big chapter of our marriage. The years that I've spent the last decade constantly traveling for work. And what that has looked like for our family, what it did to us and our marriage, and the sacrifices that she has carried without ever complaining, at least not vocally, even though she has every right to.
Every right? Okay, let's do it then. Let's start.
All right. So there was no sarcasm in your response.
That'd be a bit interesting.
Yeah. Well, where do we start? Like, let's start with, you know, let's set the stage for, you know, the years that I traveled. Okay, and again, I'm in marketing. My wife is an educator, Shannon, right?
Yes, educator.
And but for years, and I mean years, last decade, my career has required me to travel. A lot of trade shows and just different types of travel. But what, coincidentally, I never really worked in the same city as my corporate headquarters. So that was always wild. So it was, sometimes I would travel for a day or two, mostly for a week, and I lived out of a suitcase, right?
Yeah, I feel like you would just kind of come home long enough for the suitcase to kind of be half unpacked and then repacked again. I don't know, the zipper lived a busier life than
But you gotta say, I'm a master at packing a suitcase down.
He is, right? He's got that down.
Yep, that's facts. And during that season of, you know, our life looked normal from the outside, anyone looking in. But inside our home, you know, you were doing two full-time jobs, right? You had your career, and you were basically running this entire household.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you're in it, you just don't really think about it. You just kind of keep going. What was the other option, right? Like, we had kids, and you're tired, but you love your kids, so you have to make all the things work. You have to make schedules and lunches and doctor's appointments and daycare drop-offs and sports and bedtimes and groceries and whatever, everything else. And then after the kids went to sleep, I'll just kind of sit there and say, okay, I can kind of breathe now for a minute, and then somebody would wake up.
I hear you. Look, I think that one of the hardest things for me was pretending, right? Mm-hmm. That I could balance it all over just a phone call or FaceTime. It's like, hey babe, how's everything going? And I can hear in the background, like, our daughter just screaming her head off, or, you know, my son say, mommy, mommy, I need this, I need that. And I knew that you had like a mountain of laundry to do. You were doing all these things, bath time and all, walking the dog. And you know, it just blows my mind that you were doing all those things and I was just blind to it.
Some of those calls, I probably sounded like I was like being held hostage in a hostage video.
I know for sure. 1000%. Yeah. And then I would even make it even more insulting and ask you to FaceTime with the dogs as well. You remember that?
Yeah, the dogs. That's a whole nother episode.
Like, I didn't see the full sacrifice until years later, right? I was gone for so many little moments. Some of the cute things that my kids would have done that I just missed as a parent with both of my children, right? And those were some big moments.
Yeah, I mean, and you did the best. You did the best you could. Prefacing all of this, we did the best we could.
Let's talk about the impacts on the kids, right? So, I mean, I felt some kind of way for missing those things, but in a real honest and non-shaming way, every family, right? Every family has their own situation. So I'm not, mm-hmm. we're not trying to, you know, tell people that, hey, parents shouldn't travel. Some parents have to travel. Some love traveling and some just don't have a choice. And we get that, right? And I get that. For us though, we saw those effects on our kids.
Yeah, I think we saw them mainly in small ways because our kids are small. Mm-hmm. But we would see them, you know, when they were young, you would go to grab your backpack, or even now with Brinley, you know, and she would say, Daddy, go to work. Daddy, go to Fornia. Liam never really quite as much, but yeah. Brinley was, she noticed it or Absolutely. Notices it.
That broke me every single time. You know, one of the things, we live pretty close to the airport. And so when a plane would fly by, even when I'm home, she's like, Daddy, you go plane? You know, and it was cute, but then it's like breaks your heart.
And they didn't freak out, but I feel like you could see the confusion on their face. They, why is Daddy not here today? Liam was the one like, why is Daddy not here today? And then Daddy's here. Why is Daddy here today? he was confused.
You know, when I'd come home, my son at least would cling to me. My daughter, she, you know, if you met her, she's just a wild. She requires her own podcast, not just an episode.
Yes.
But they were trying to cram, you know, 3 days of moments into 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd try to get, or you'd get into a rhythm and you couldn't really get into a rhythm. Or they would look, they wouldn't really look to you for permission to do things or direction because I was the constant voice. So listening to what you had to say was, they didn't really do it.
That one hit me really hard too because it meant I wasn't around, right, enough to be part of their day-to-day. Mm-hmm. Not in a guilty way, but in a kind of, it's a wake-up moment for, it was a wake-up moment for me, right? We, you know, so you have your children, right? We have our kids and the impacts that they were there, and it was, you know, gradual over time, but what was even more so was our marriage, right? And so our marriage in the middle of all this chaos, you know, it's
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about us in the middle of the chaos.
Do you want to put it all out there like
Let's
that?
Let's do it.
All right.
You know, I think marriage during that time for us was weird. We weren't really fighting, or we weren't fighting. We weren't...
Because I wasn't home.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We weren't distant in, like, a love scene or something, but we were living this, like, weird parallel life. You were doing life there, and I was doing life here or in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt, right? Like, I was in hotel rooms, I was in and out of airports, I was running to meetings, and you were running all this solo, right?
Yeah, and I think that was the hardest thing for both of us, was that I didn't want to stress you out when you were away.
Thank you.
So I would keep things to myself, or plan things on my own, and think, like, he's already so exhausted, you know, I don't want to add more pressure or put him under more pressure. I'll just handle it myself. And I think that created some emotional distance between us, kind of slowly and quietly and definitely unintentionally, that we didn't even realize until we've had this opportunity.
Yeah, I remember coming home and, like, things would be out of place. And I'm like, when do we start moving those things? And I didn't realize until I'd come home and feel like I was stepping, right, into a complete world that I didn't understand anymore. It was our home. Not because you weren't communicating it to me, but because I had physically missed so much of the daily rhythm.
Yeah, I feel like we weren't broken, mm-hmm. but we also weren't aligned and we weren't in sync.
it scared me. It really scared me at times. And you know, some of our episodes are going to be about this, about our marriage and things like that, at least this mini series and the book Mar Ed. But you know, our pastor and his wife have a podcast. I can't remember the name of it. We'll put it in the description. But a lot of marriage advice, and so really important to be kind of like centered on this, right? Look, I remember there was a day, I remember it perfectly. I was sitting in a hotel room in Las Vegas last October. And we'd just done this huge event. And that month, I'd only been home 7 days, that whole month, right? I was eating, you know, room service, my laptop open, completely exhausted. And I thought to myself, like, this is not what I want to do anymore. Not that I don't like my job or my career, but not like that. Right? Not at the cost of that. The money was good, the title was shiny, but I wanted my kids and I wanted, you know, I wanted you, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted home-cooked meals. I wanted to put my kids to bed and give them bedtime stories. I earned for that.
I remember when you told me that on FaceTime, I didn't cry on the call, but I did cry later because I never thought we would really get to the day where that would be our world, and here we are.
Yeah, look, I love what I do. I love working hard, but like I said before, not at the expense of missing my kids growing up, not at the expense of you having to carry all this weight on your shoulders.
I think that conversation is what changed everything.
Yeah, but that's when I said that, like, enough is enough. I'm going to make a change for my health, for my marriage, for my kids. And after a few months, earlier this year, back in April, I did take a role that is local that I absolutely love as well, but just didn't require me to travel. So that I could be home, I could be present, I could be a father and a husband in the moments that truly matter.
Yeah, and it's not perfect, but it's present, and that's what matters the most.
Yeah, this is super emotional for us because I don't think you and I have actually had a conversation about it, right? All the things that transpired this year, you know, one of the crazy things is I hadn't picked up my son from school for the first 2 years, kindergarten, first grade, but twice, once each year. I've been to every parent meeting, parent-teacher meeting. I've been to events at his school.
Pick him up on Fridays.
This isn't a message about parents not want, you know, shouldn't travel for work, right? I get some people thrive in that lifestyle. It is what they have to do for work. But what we're sharing is our truth.
Yeah, and I think what we've learned along the way were things that we wouldn't have learned otherwise. We had to go through this season to get to where we are now. I think we learned communication is not optional.
What?
It cannot be optional. The emotional load is definitely real when you're the only one doing it or when you're the one away. That kids notice everything. That's definitely something they've picked up on. And that marriage is present. It's like physically and emotionally. And it's not a team sport. I mean, it is a team sport, but we weren't really living like it was. It was one-sided.
We weren't a team.
Yeah, right. We weren't living a team lifestyle. We were a one-sided team instead of
both. We also learned that being successful professionally means nothing, absolutely nothing, if you're losing the moments that matter the most, right?
Yeah, and choosing our family wasn't weakness. It was wisdom and it was strength. And I think for a while, it seemed like if we chose family over career, it was weakness.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. There's so much that, you know, we've gone through in our short marriage. We've only been married almost 9 years this coming spring. And, you know, we're not sharing this just because we want to put all of our business out there, right? Yeah. The reason why we're sharing this is that maybe there's something that will help you, right? Marriage is, there's no rule book. You can read all the books you want.
Yeah, and today, I mean, I don't know, our life is busier than ever, but in all new ways. We're juggling our careers, our kids' schedule, sports, this mini-series.
The book,
I don't know, we're doing a million
things. All of our side hustles, all of our projects, my podcast, the websites now. I mean, it's fun. But we're aligned, right? We're better for it because we chose a path that matched our priorities, right? We chose presence, we chose unity, and we chose us. We chose us before everyone else. And, you know, one of the sermons I remember at our former church, it was faith or God, marriage, kids, family, friends, and then work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think God carried us through this entire chapter. It was like 9 years, like through 9 years of our relationship when we didn't even realize it.
Absolutely. Every single step of the way, every single time, God showed up for it. You know, friends, this is, I don't know if this is a short episode, we've just been talking for a little bit. But thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of our mini-series called Mar-Ed. Shannon, babe, thank you so much for being here. You're always so real, honest, and incredible, as always. I was nervous. I thought you may want to slap me for saying something, but I didn't. I wasn't out of line, right?
No, you did okay. Good. And thanks for sitting still long enough to actually do it. That's been...
Yeah, we've been talking about this. We've been planning. We were traveling last week and Broken Bow, and I had kidney stones. That's a whole episode that's coming soon as well. Look, anyway, if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you follow. We're on Spotify, on all places that stream, and so you never miss a new drop. And if you want to watch the full episode, head over to our YouTube channel. Just search This With Krish. We've got more episodes in this mini-series coming, and trust me, it only gets better from here. She won't be as nervous, right?
Or maybe.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.